Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Got to do a little quick interlude here, not a full wrap-up, but some big injury news for the Yankees. So it is confirmed that Luis Gil will have to go on Tommy John surgery, so goodbye to 2022 and probably a chunk of 2023 as well. Again, that's kind of a big blow for the Yankees because, quality starting pitcher that the Yankees were going to need down the road. And as well now, hanging in the wind is also Chad Green, who right now has been placed on the injured reserve list, but it's seemingly that perhaps, Tommy John or some other procedure might be in the wings for him as well. And then that would also be pretty much goodbye Chad Green for 2022. And, kind of a somewhat of a blow for the Yankees as well, just, a pretty important cog in that bullpen. The last couple of years maybe hasn't been the same Chad Green as he kind of first came on the scene with for the Yankees, but still a valuable power right-handed arm out of that bullpen that, again, the Yankees, it's a weapon for the Yankees and they're not going to have him for the foreseeable future. And this kind of seems that, the kind of delay in the inevitable and the surgery is going to be needed. So probably looking at, no more Chad Green and actually might be done as a Yankee because after this season, he was going to be a free agent. So obviously you don't look to sign someone coming right off of surgery for the most part, especially a major surgery like that. So again, might just be totally goodbye Chad Green in a Yankee uniform. And going back to Gil for a second. He was going to be needed because, at some point, pitchers like Severino, who are kind of working their strength back. Again, he hasn't been a full-time starter in about 3 years. You're looking at someone like, Jameson Taillon, who's still, again, health-wise, trying to build out his endurance to be able to pitch a full season. He's going to need some spots there, to rest up. So, at some point in the season, pitchers like Heels, is going to be needed. You're going to need, obviously, Domingo Herman's going to come back at some point. Maybe Michael King could spot start in a while. But, some pitchers in the minors such as Clark Schmidt, Heal, Davey Garcia, again, they were going to be necessary. I'm sure the Yankees will have some backup plans. But, again, you were kind of depending on Heal because he was definitely going to be needed to eat up some innings when you're going to have to give guys like Severino and Taillon some rest at certain points. As even Nestor Cortes as well. The Yankees stretched him out a little bit last season. But, he hasn't really gone a full, complete season top to bottom yet being a starting pitcher. Again, he's someone else probably at some point in the season the Yankees have to give some days off with, maybe go to a six-man rotation, just get us some extra rest here and there. Again, Gil would be a good option to, spot start once in a while, but now that's all gone. So two pretty, pretty big blows for the Yankees. I don't think it's devastating. The Yankee bullpen's still perhaps one of the best in baseball, and Brian Cashman's very handy at finding guys, last year bringing in Holmes. So I'm sure Cashman will find somebody. So I don't think it's devastating, but again, somewhat of a blow for the Yankees. The Yankees started the series with Chicago, got a little delayed with the rain. They're going to play a doubleheader Sunday. They did win the first game 7-5, a little fireworks from Donaldson. I'm not going to get too much into the details, but, it's a good game overall just for the Yankees in terms of, wiping off that loss in Baltimore and just getting right back into the win column. Grand slam by LeMayu, and even better than that, getting it off Dallas Keuchel. Who, again, when the Yankees visited Chicago in their only loss, they could have touched Keuchel for five innings, so at least they touched him up with a crooked number this game. Yes, it was a Yankee Stadium right field porch, a little bleep, first row type of home run, but hey, again, Chicago can shoot for that as well. So DJ took advantage of that and hit a grand slam, put the Yankees up. They get the point again, they would go on to win 7-5 with the aforementioned Holmes closing it out for the Yankees. And we'll get into that. A little fireworks with Josh Donaldson. I may recall a couple weeks ago when we were at Chicago, kind of jarring a little bit with Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson ran at the third hard, and it seemed like that little contact there. And it seemed like whatever that beef that was carried over to this game, Donaldson early and Anderson were kind of, jarring back a little of each other. And then later on when Donaldson at the plate, started jarring with the catcher, and then they started going nose to nose, and both benches had to empty. Actually Anderson then got back involved in it. And Jose Abreu and Gavin Sheets had to literally drag him to the dugout just to cool him down. So I guess whatever is going on between Anderson and Donaldson definitely heated up. And again, coming to the season, you knew Donaldson was, a bit chippy. And even Cashman said that. That's part of the reason that they wanted Donaldson. They wanted a little attitude, a little toughness. Felt that was lacking from this Yankee team. And, Donaldson's kind of delivered on that part. You see him, got to go back with a few different fans. Different players from other teams a little bit. But I think it was much ado about nothing because even afterwards, they saw some of the close-ups. People were laughing, Judge was laughing, so who knows. But again, there's two more games, so let's see where this goes. So we'll have a wrap-up after the Chicago series, so I'm not going to go too crazy with the details, but Yankees take the first one. But the big news again, Luis Gil gone for this year and most of next year with Tommy John, and then Chad Green right now on the injured reserve list, but don't be shocked if he's also going to go under the knife pretty soon. So Section 420 Talking Yankees, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Again, this is a rant. This is a news update that's not going to be available anywhere else unless you subscribe to the podcast. So subscribe. Have a good day.